Harry and Tommy.
Stuck at home?
Listen live or subscribe to the Catch Up on the Hit app.
Or stream us on your smart speaker.
Another week where we're all stuck at home. And Carrie's been passing the time by playing Pictionary.
Most of the time, Evie goes, what's that? What's that?
Yeah.
Anything with four legs looks the same. So no matter what the animal is, dog, cat, leopard, elephant, they all look exactly the same.
That means you're basically just the person that makes balloon animals. You know how the balloon animal is always just a variation of exactly the same thing, except the giraffe's just got a slightly longer neck?
Yeah, well, my giraffes look like my hippos at the moment, okay?
So to put her drawing skills to the test, Tommy gave her a celebrity to try and recreate.
I've done the worst drawing.
I gave you the person who it is, and I don't even know who it is.
I feel like whatever the guesses are, it's going to then offend somebody because this person doesn't look good. Oh, and this person's gorgeous that I've drawn. Christy, who do you think it is?
I think it's Bindi Irwin.
Oh, my God, I'm an amazing drawer.
And given that success, Carrie showed another of her masterpieces to One Republic's Ryan Tedder.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, my God!
So while Carrie channels her inner Picasso, Tommy is channeling his inner Houdini.
I have taken up a quarantine hobby. Mine is magic. So it absolutely lifted my soul when I got a FaceTime and it was my little niece and she goes, I've got a magic show for you. And I loved it.
That must be so comforting for your sister that of all the things that she's learnt from you and picked up from you, it's that. I mean, there's so many other options that wouldn't have been as good an outcome.
Learning magic and sleight of hand very quickly leads into a career of petty crime and theft. So we can practice all these things.
Yep, Tommy's nieces are practicing magic and Carrie's kids are making her food disappear.
Honestly, we're going through groceries. I'm just going to have to put a limit around. I'm going to have to put food into a meal plan for the kids and for me, and we're only allowed to eat what's in that little box for that meal.
Yeah, it's like a pill distributor. The older people have the pill
morning,
thing, but just
noon,
your food.
Afternoon, yeah.
But Carrie's kids weren't the only ones sneaking food.
On Sunday night, I just thought, oh, I just need a little bit of chocolate. So I just had one of the Turkish Delight little eggs.
Carrie?
Then I had another. Yeah, I just had two of the Turkish Delight little eggs.
Carrie, do the children have any eggs left?
I ate them all, and then last night I even ripped the head off Evie's white chocolate pig bunny that I bought.
Oh, no. How long are you going to let the kids search around the yard before you tell them the chocolates are in your guts?
I'll be sitting in the corner eating them all.
Yeah, kids driving their parents nuts is a recurring theme around Australia.
My children are driving me absolutely mental. Our bathroom had a really weird smell to it and we couldn't work out what it was. And our son, who's 6, finally admitted that he had weed in our air freshener bottle. And so every time he sprayed it, lovely aromatic perfume of piss, basically.
But please, spare a thought for Melinda.
I have triplets that are 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
Melinda, the good news is with triplets, you can lose one and you've still got two.
Well, the spare child heard that we were referring to as that and now doesn't like it very much.
Where have you hidden away to make this call, Melinda?
I actually escaped to try and find some toilet paper.
Carrie promptly forgot about all the mayhem at her house and started making travel plans already.
When this is all over, I'd like to go visit Yosemite National Park.
Is that first on the list?
I'd like to go caravanning through there.
Would you?
I'd really like to get the family, although we will have had a lot of time together by
then. Cannot think of anything worse after all this time stuck with your family, taking a small room on the road together.
Maybe forget Yosemite, Carrie, and instead plan a trip to the hairdressers.
My roots are looking really bad at the moment. The grey is just, I've got lots of bad roots going on, and I feel like I'm not alone. Sammy, have you tried to DIY yourself? off at some point. I don't know what I'm asking this.
Yeah.
Sammy, did you have enough bad roots that you tried to DIY yourself?
Oh, God. I can thankfully say that I'm 21 and I don't have any grey hairs just yet.
All right. But... don't need to rub it in.
Thank you for calling in and bragging, Sammy.
Sammy.
But this morning I took it upon myself. Whilst at my partner's house, I saw his electric razor for his beard, and I did use it for in between my eyebrows. Nearly half of my eyebrow is missing.
I've got two full eyebrows still, so take that.
Don't get too jealous, Sammy. They're both grey as well.
And while the hair might be wild up top, Carrie reckons it should be down below too.
I mean, there's probably no need to keep things trimmed down below because there's not going to be a lot of action happening.
No, there's more. What do you mean?
Well, if you are in a relationship and have children, the children are home so much of the time now, there's not a lot of time for action. And if you aren't living together, how do you have the action? And if you're trying to date at the moment, now's a good time. So I just feel like we can let that bit go for a bit.
No. Okay.
I mean, you don't have to. Each to their own if you want to
keep... Oh, thank God. Sorry, I thought this was me included. Thank God. As long as I can keep my landing strip neat and petite, then I'm fine.
Carrie planned to keep things neat and trim for her partner Chris as well, as Carrie's cuts plan to open up a salon in their kitchen.
I'm a bit worried about using scissors, to be honest.
Mate, you use the scissors down near your bits. I don't know
why
you're worried about
the scissors. Not anymore, because Tommy bought me a thing.
You said yesterday, let your pubes grow out.
No one's getting any action at the moment.
Aren't we?
I mean, unless you're having it with someone else, no. Babe, I'm coming home and ready to do this tonight. We're going to have a glass of wine together. Yeah. I've got... The haircut.
And when Carrie did get home, Chris got both a haircut and a bit of the other stuff with some help from hairdresser Jules on FaceTime.
And do I put the clippers the thing against his skin?
Yes, just follow the scalp with the clippers. Keep doing that all around the whole head up top. You finish all that sides and back.
Oh, this is fun. How do I make sure that his bits are even?
Do I always sound like such a bogan?
No, I think it's just when you've been drinking heavily. I was surprised how quickly that turned into Jules giving you instructions via FaceTime to then her just watching you two make out.
I just don't want to cut you, babe.
It doesn't cut. It won't cut it.
Oh.
You've got to put the plastic right up against your
head. Who's the hairdresser here? I just don't really want to hurt you. Yes!
Oh, God.
You're such an ass. Okay, hold on. Don't do that again because I've really cut you.
I'm still
funny
here.
Bugger.
Now Jules is now just watching the family flirt with each other and, oh, God, so weird.
Yep, it's just weird times for everyone on video chat at the moment. I mean, we even started the show without Bickers one day.
Bickers either can't hear us or he's just not taking part.
It looks like she's texting at the moment.
I'm calling her on speakerphone.
Hello?
I have to tell you, you're live on the radio. What are you doing? Have you unplugged your headphones?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, now you're back.
Oh, there you go. Anyway.
Guys,
hey, mate.
Surprise. That was all my fault.
Is that
fault.
Your fault, Jesse?
Maybe she should have stayed offline, because I'll just end this week with some evidence of Carrie's inability to do maths in Same Same But Backwards. She just couldn't understand that you can't win from 2-0 down in a best of five on the last song.
Doesn't matter. It's two. Even if you get the next one, it's 2-1.
Why?
Because we've only got one more to go.
But he didn't get that then.
No, but
he's
but
there's
up
only
2-0.
One more song, mate.
What do you mean?
How is this delay meaning that you don't understand maths?
I'm lost. How many have we had now?
That was the fourth one.
Four.
Yeah.
And I'm up 2-0. And so there's one left.
Didn't you need to get that one just then?
Jess, let's just go.
Didn't you need to get that one just then?
I'm up 2-0.
And there's only
one
to go.
And there's one more. See you, Bickers.
Bye.
Carry
Harry and Tommy.
Stuck at home?
Listen live or subscribe to the Catch Up on the Hit app.
Or stream us on your smart speaker.